Welcome back to the Aware Show. Hi, this is Lisa Gar. We're moving fast today. We're talking about your body right now. How many people out there are suffering from allergies or asthma? Health experts estimate that 37 million Americans are affected by sinusitis every year and spend $5.8 billion each year on health care costs related to sinusitis alone. Dr. Grossen is joining me. He is a board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialist. He's been doing this for more than 40 years. Welcome to the show, Dr. Grossen.
Oh, glad to be here. Say, I don't have to shout. We're close to you.
Oh, very good.
I'm in Los Angeles.
Very good. So that works. So do antibiotics really cure sinusitis?
No, actually, it's the body that really cures the sinus infection. On the other hand, sometimes you have bacteria which multiply too fast, and you do need antibiotics. But we know today that when the nose works properly, when the cilia move fast, they move the bacteria, viruses, allergens, and so on out of the nose into the stomach, where it's dissolved by the stomach acid. The trick is to keep those nasal cilia moving fast. And, of course, the secret weapon is tea, lemon, and honey.
Drinking tea, lemon, and honey?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Tea, that's it.
Tea has chemicals that stimulate the nasal cilia.
Any specific kind of tea?
Yes, it has to be black or green. It could be with or without caffeine. But there's a whole formula in my book, The Sinus Cure.
That talks about it. Can you tell us a little bit about the ratio and then what the honey has to do with it?
Well, the honey is what we call a mucolytic. It thins the thick liquid. So if the mucus is thin, the cilia move faster. See, we actually measure the cilia, and the good cilia move at 15, 20 pulses per second, and the honey thins the mucus so that the cilia can move faster. That's one of the things we have with the HydroPulse, which is a device to pulse the cilia as you irrigate and wash out the bacteria and sinuses and so on.
Well, I learned something new today. Now that's why the body craves hot tea when you have a cold, because it actually does have healing properties for the sinuses.
Well, you know,
I never knew that.
Well, you know, for generations. Oh, by the way, there's also Jewish penicillin, which is hot, which is chicken soup.
Right.
That also has a chemical that stimulates cilia.
Now, why is breakfast in bed a cure for stimulating the sinuses?
You see, your cilia go to sleep when you go to bed. And when you wake up, a lot of dust is accumulated on the nasal membranes. Now, if you don't have allergies, you just get up, and as you move about, your cilia speed up, and you get rid of the dust. But if you do have allergies, then as you get up, there's a temperature change, and people who have bad allergies have what I call a crooked thermostat. Instead of adjusting normally, they sneeze, cough, and hack, which does raise the temperature of the body, but it starts a cascade that lasts all day. So if you have hot tea in bed before you get out of bed, your body warms up, your cilia start speeding very rapidly, you wash out the dust that accumulated during the night, and when you get up, you don't have the morning sneezing, coughing, and hacking.
So the nose really does know. All right, yes. Let's talk about children, how to prevent these wonderful things that come into their schools and so forth. How do you prevent sinus and ear infections with kids?
The most important thing with kids is to teach them not to blow the nose too hard. It's the hard blowing that does the damage. In other words, the bacteria that's in the nasal membrane may not do any harm, but when they blow hard or sneeze hard or are taught to blow the nose too hard, then they blow those bacteria into the sinuses or into the ear where they do damage. The second thing that's very important is to follow your pediatrician's advice on foods. Trying to give foods too early can trigger the allergy and so on. The other thing that's important is desperately try not to give antibiotics to the young infants. Now, what happens so often, what we think happens today, the theory is that when you give a lot of antibiotics to the infants, you take away the normal good bacteria that are in the system. So So supplying the good yogurt and these cultures is very important if the child is taking antibiotics.
Let me just go back for a second. When you said don't give children food too early, are you talking about from infancy or in the day?
The pediatricians have a regular schedule when to add milk, when to add eggs, when to add cereals, and so on. And it's very important that you follow those directions.
Now, what about milk? What about dairy? Does that not add to mucus?
Well, you see, some people are allergic to milk, but the majority of people are not. If you're allergic to milk, then, of course, you can have thick mucus. But if you're not allergic to milk, it really doesn't matter. But if you are allergic to milk, you can still find brands of yogurt that you can take safely that will not give you symptoms and will restore your good bacteria.
Now, one last question for you. What about snoring? What do you recommend? There's a lot of people who are plagued by snoring at night.
Well, again, in the book, The Sinus Cure, we talk about that. Number one, the nose must be moistened. And the way you moisten the nose is that you use a gel that's a moisturizer gel. There's several of those on the market, and there's one listed on my website, www.grossand.com. The second thing is to lift the tip of your nose up and see if that doesn't open up the airway. Usually it does.
While you're sleeping?
Well, try it before you go to sleep, and if it works, if it opens up your airway, which I usually does, then you can take some thin tape, what we call quarter-inch tape, and hold it up slightly so that the nose is wide open. The third thing to do is to try to sleep on your side. Now, sleeping on the back allows the uvula and the tongue to fall back. Sleeping on your side pushes them forward. So one thing you can do is to sew a deflated tennis ball into a T-shirt and put it on your back, and then that will move you to the side.
It'll prevent you from laying on your back.
yes, and we'll stop the snoring.
That's a great idea. All of the people out there who are married to people who have snoring problems, don't be surprised if you have tennis balls sewn to the backs of your pajamas. That's perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Grossin, for joining me once again. Dr. Murray Grossin was my guest. The name of his book is called The Sinus Cure. And it's Grossin, GROSSAN.com. Two S's, GROSSAN.com.
That's right.
Thank you very much.